Welcome to Hospitality Daily. I'm your host, Josiah McKenzie. Today we have Jeremy Wells joining us, who's the managing partner at Longitude, a branding group that has helped companies such as 21C, Museum Hotels, Salt Hotels, and Real Hospitality Group showcase their unique approach to hospitality. He's also the managing partner at Flyover Developments, a hospitality development and investment group through which he's preparing to open his new hotel, the Ozarker Lodge in Branson, Missouri, the summer of 2023. I'm obsessed right now with how collaborations can enable hospitality providers to offer unique offerings and experiences to their guests. And I asked Jeremy how he's thinking about this for his new hotel.
One thing that was extremely important for us out of the gate too was collaborations and partnerships and building that community around kind of ushering in the kind of the next generation, so to speak, of the Branson area and attractions and tourism. And there's kind of a little bit of a change of guard happening in Branson. It's a good thing. It's not like we want to dismiss the history and all these unique things that brought us to where we're at now. We actually want to pay homage to those things, and we actually want to respect those things, but we want to do it in a tasteful, in a modern, in a unique way that no one else has ever done it. And so I think we have the advantage with this particular property in this location just because Dustin and I are really familiar with the area. But, you know, collaborations and partnerships and early discussions with the tourism board and chamber of commerce and economic development people and our neighbors directly adjacent to the hotel, as well as other businesses in the Branson area, and really trying to align ourselves from a brand perspective. When we say we want to be kind of the face of, you know, the next generation of travel in Branson, we also want to align our brand with people who are kind of on that same track. So we identified a number of different variety of businesses in the Branson area and surrounding area that we think are just really checking these boxes of like brands that are really just pushing out the envelope and doing really cool stuff. And so, you know, other restaurants, there's a mountain, really, really cool, that just opened this past summer, mountain bike park that just opened, and they're doing really, really cool things called Howler Mountain Bike Park in Branson. You know, there's a donut shop, there's an adventure park that's like an indoor adventure park that we're talking with. There's a really, really great, and it's the number one attraction in Branson, actually. And it's been well established for many years now, called Silver Dollar City. And it's just like such a great family amusement park. Basically, it's like, it's really well done. And so we wanted to make sure that we're aligned with them, because like they're knocking it out of the park and they're doing great things. And, you know, they're the number one driver of tourism in the area. So we want to make sure that we're working in tandem with their efforts as well. You know, just a number of other local brands, like some coffee shops and things like that. We're actually doing like a custom coffee blend with a coffee shop partner we're doing. It's for the Ozarker, and it's like a custom roast that they're working with us on. So, you know, collaborations like that. We're doing a custom, another local collaboration with a candle company for like an Ozarker scent that we can have in our lobby and people can take home with them, take a little piece of the Ozarker with them and, you know, reminisce maybe. But, you know, just little things like that, I think, go a really long way. The Ozarks is so rich in natural beauty and just resources and outdoor activities you can have. There's a huge lake that's right next to our property where you can have a lot of like lake activity. You can go, you know, kayaking, wakeboarding, all these different things. And there's like hiking trails, mountain biking. There's all sorts of cool outdoor activities in the Ozarks. Howler Mountain Bike Park, the collaboration we've been talking with them about, an easy entry point that we're working on right now is we're doing a 12 days of Christmas giveaway and kind of a social blast through our social campaign. And we're collaborating with them to do like a tandem giveaway where we give away, you know, two nights, and then they give away like a couple day passes for their mountain bike park and maybe some bike rentals. And so that's one kind of collaborative effort. And then beyond that, when we talk about like guest experience and like how we can continue to collaborate together, we're talking about maybe being like a pickup point for our guests to maybe take a shuttle and get a bike rental to kind of go to and from, back and forth between our hotel and the mountain bike park and vice versa. And then also just be kind of like, since this is such a new and unique product, our hotel for this market, you know, we've talked about maybe being like their, you know, kind of official place to stay, their official lodging for Howler Mountain Bike Park. So like maybe we give them and their clients, you know, or their customers, you know, group discounts or things like that. We're making it very clear. We want people to know like we're really invested in the local community and we're really trying to cultivate that. And it becomes it's twofold. I mean, we love the partners we're working with, and some of those that I even mentioned are past clients of ours. So it's cool to be able to involve them on that. But then, equally, like it's a marketing tool for us too. Like whenever you can show to guests, like you're really engaging and relevant to the community and to creating that local experience. It's a really unique thing. I think people just get excited about that because when you visit a place, a lot of people want to experience it like a local. You don't want to like go there and be a tourist and, you know, be annoying or whatever. You want to go and have a good time. Like you live there and you get to experience it and you get to live and breathe it for a little while. And so we're trying to make that possible.
I'm impressed by the depth and breadth of collaborations Jeremy and his team are working on. Many hotels work with others in their communities, but I think the key thing here is making sure that these collaborations deliver a specific, unique benefit for your guests that heightens the hospitality they experience with you. A shuttle to mountain biking or a custom-scented candle are great examples of this. What sort of collaborations could you set up within your community? Let me know on the Hospitality Daily LinkedIn page. I'd love to see what you're up to. Hospitality Daily is brought to you by HotelOperations.com, my website that shows you how to empower your teams to deliver results. I just published a guide that shows how you can use LinkedIn to attract talent, tell your story, and create opportunities. Check it out at HotelOperations.com. And that's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or colleague. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me editor@hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.